Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein on Sunday morning, November 10th. Can you believe we're already in November? You know, there's a saying that we had in the Army where the days would go by slow, but the weeks and months would just fly by. And I definitely feel that that is happening. Going on, ending my first year as Commissioner serving you, there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about this morning. The first is, last week, Commissioner Dick Weaver and I had the opportunity to be on a panel with a few others to talk to the community about what they can do in local government. It was held at Finksburg Library, and I'll tell you, that place is great, and all our librarians are just rock stars in my book. Some of the comments or discussion points that we had to do with how to volunteer, how to participate, how to get involved and engaged. We have lots of boards and commissions that serve our government and are basically an extension of the things we do because bottom line is we don't have the resources to do everything at all times, nor do we have the ability to do what is right all the time. We look to you, again, to listen to the things you have to say, to learn from your experiences, and then lead together, I really believe, with you in making Carroll County the best it can be. So this panel discussion occurred last Monday, and we talked about the different opportunities to serve within the government, but then also opportunities to bring together a community and then reach out to the county and say, can you help us? Can you provide some of your resources to our community efforts? Good examples of this are the Friends of Liberty Reservoir down in Eldersburg area, along with the South County Dog Park. You know, a couple of good community efforts that stood up because they saw a need and requirement. They didn't look for the county to put something together. They stood it up, they did it, and then they said, look at us and how can we work together? Another couple of good examples are the efforts being done both in Finksburg and also in the Freedom Designated Growth Area about how to grow appropriately and getting the thoughts and ideas from the community, ability then to share those with the county, allowing us to make the best decisions we can with the information we have. This ties right into the designated growth areas, along with the comprehensive rezoning process that we're right in the middle of. We are close to finishing up the industrial, commercial, and employment campuses. We've had many work sessions on this. We've listened and learned from the community, getting as much input as I think we could at this point. And soon we'll be making the final decisions, then moving on to the residential and agricultural zoning. At the end of the day, it's taking all industrial, commercial, employment campuses, the residential, and the ag, and putting them all together and looking at all zoning together and making it comprehensive. That, at the end of the day, will be the best work we can do for our county, maintaining the best quality of life for our ag, for our communities, and for our business economic growth where it makes sense. Now, I want to take a break from talking about some of the activities happening in the government and talk about what's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. As we know, the beginning of Veterans Day, the 11th hour, the 11th day, 11th month, was actually Armistice Day, ending World War I. But soon after, or years after, we recognize, you know, there are many conflicts that the United States is getting involved in, and that we shouldn't just be commemorating one armistice, but we should be recognizing all our men and women who serve in uniform, and therefore it was called Veterans Day a few decades later. I want to add a couple of points to that and share with you how I view Veterans Day. You know, bottom line is we live in awesome country. We live in a great county because of the freedoms, along with the safety and security within our community. That safety and security does not come easy, as you may know, that 1-2% of our citizens wear the uniform every day, protecting the rights and freedoms. You know, when I think back of my 31-year career, I recognize the pride, camaraderie, esprit de corps as we stood willfully to serve and protect our American way of life. You know, of note, there are two takeaways that I want to leave with you this morning. First, I reflect on a time when I was a young lieutenant, probably late 80s, flying commercially from the East Coast to West. As typical, me not being the shy guy that I am, I like meeting new people, and this was no difference. I met a handful of folks on the flight, and we started having a pretty cool conversation. Of note, this young man, who I think was in his first year at law school at Arizona State, and I started kicking up a pretty cool conversation. And during the conversation, he commented his very strong appreciation and support for me and all those in uniform. You know, I said, thanks, I appreciate it, but why are you being so passionate? And he shared that it's very special when someone willfully gives up their inalienable rights to allow others to have theirs. You know, I never thought of it that way before, but he was absolutely right. You know, when we wear the uniform, there are certain things that we cannot say and certain activities that we cannot do. When we raise our right hand and take that oath of enlistment, we do just that. We give up the right of free speech and assembly, etc., in order for others to have theirs. It is this deliberate and willful action that our men and women who serve every day do without any hesitation or purpose of evasion. The second point I want to make to you this morning, it is said that the strength of our nation is that 1-2% that wear the uniform every day, and their strength are the families that stand with them. I like to take it one step further, and I think I've shared this with you before, that the strength of the men and women in uniform, along with the families, comes from the great communities that we live in. Carroll County is absolutely no exception. When we moved here over a dozen years ago, it was my pleasant and unexpected surprise just how our neighbors, the local church and community, wrapped their arms around Audrey and the kids while I was deployed in Iraq multiple times over the following 2 years. That was even more clear during a year-long deployment to Afghanistan in 2010. Carroll County rocks and is a model for all other counties around the state, and I'd say around the country, on how to treat our military and veteran community. We do this every day with the shuttle services, with the veteran support officers that we have within Carroll County, with the outreach programs from the senior centers to just everyday activities. We look out for our veterans and our community. You know, we have awarded many medals and dedicated many monuments and named even buildings after soldiers who have done something spectacular while in uniform. However, it is never about the medals and monuments. It's about the service that our men and women provide every day. Therefore, going back to the testament of just how cool Carroll County is in taking care of our veterans, we are focused on honoring our veterans community by providing all the services to them for better quality of life, and that is no clearer to me than those that serve in Carroll County government, along with the boards and commissions that we have serving our government, about our community, and most recently, this past Friday, I had the opportunity to speak at the Carroll County Hospice, and there really shows me the strength that the hospice brings to our veteran community by providing the dignity and respect for every breath a veteran takes. So therefore, tomorrow, people throughout the country will gather together to remember, to honor, and to pay great gratitude to those who have served our country. The gathering this past Friday, along with all the gatherings that we're having at the schools throughout last week and this week, is just one small spark in the flame of pride that burns across the nation today and every day. It's not a lot, but it's one small way we can honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in freedom. And in closing, and as I shared in the ceremonies at the schools, along with the hospice and any other place taking care of our veterans, I want to thank everyone that are focused on our veterans, and the simple words thank you mean so much. As always, may God bless you and the families, and may God continue to bless our troops, families, Carroll County community, and as always, God bless America. These are very special words that I use in ceremonies honoring our veterans and looking out for our community. Once again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. I hope everyone has a wonderful and warm Sunday in November and look forward to having the honor to serve you every day. Once again, life is good.